the parasha of Ace of the Brachos, you have the safe pasuk over here where Yitzchak was to give the brachos to Yaakov, Esav, and then Yaakov took him. So it says that when he came in, he told him, "Vayechad Yitzchak Hori Dolad Moed, Vayimun Mi Eifu Atzot Sayid." And then he says, "Kishmoya Esav," he said, "Vachayni Gam Oni Avi," and he told him, "Vayim Yitzchak Vayim Leisav Hin Gur Sampilo." So the bracha lehedi was a bracha for one person. In other words, Yitzchak told him the bracha can only go for one person, and Esav asked a bracha achas, so he gave him some sort of other bracha. But lemaisa miikra din, the bracha is taken for one person. So in the churitz madna, Esav's taina is a good taina. He has only one bracha. And he told him beforehand, he says, "Hein gvir samti loch," I made him the ruler over you. So that we understand there's only one. The dog and v'siris smachti. And I gave him dog and v'siris. So, in the word, so give me also dog and v'siris. Mele hein gvir samti loch, as kolecha m'fakti loch vodim. So mitzad the mitzias of the malchus, mitzad tzias of adnus, it's only shaykh one should be. But the dog vizir smachted, so what? Give me also dog vizir. B'chlau, the whole, to understand the Indian, you have to compare it to the Indian of the Geirus of Yishmael. You know, it's both of the other, Sayy and Avram, and this is as far as say, a lot of different Tzuris, but the Tzadashav is, both Avram and Yitzchak had certain psul bizarre. Yaakov didn't have psul, Avram and Yitzchak had a certain psul. But the Sfarim say that in Avram's Mida, the Maral says it in one way, Sfarim say it in different ways. In Avram's Mida, there was a certain element of Chisar. That Avram was someone who was, in the Mida of Chesed, inside the Mida, there was room for Chisar. And that's where Yishmael was the Chisar. In Yitzchak's Mida, there was a Chisar, and that Chisar is Esav. So each one had a Chisar, and each one needed to you have to eliminate the Chisar. Building Klai Yisrael included eliminating Yishmael and eliminating Esav. But there are differences in the oifin of eliminating. First of all, let's go point by point. Natar, Saga, in both cases, the woman was the one that eliminated it. And that it says because the Isha says, Machenes Ba'orachim, a woman has a certain deeper look into people. So, B'nei Lassar and Rivka were the three Moirs that were mafkin between the Tev and Ra. Fine. And it says, V'tei Lassar has been having mitzvah shol Avram mitzachim. Her problem was that she saw him being mitzachim. By Esav, she never bothered to test him. There were no issues, and she just wanted the brachos to go to Yaakov. One after him. A second after him is this whole musik of mitzachim. So Rashi says, what is mitzachim? One lotion says Avonizora, one lotion is Gilarais, one lotion is Tegosdom. So, I mean, that's kind of a broad range of Averis. And Bal Korchot, the Pshat is that Mitzachik is Mitzachik. The Etzem Chunas HaNefesh that Yishmael had that was bad was called Mitzachik. Except that it expressed itself, the question is, where did Mitzachik express itself most readily? Did it express itself in Avodah Zarah? Gilares or Tevzdom? It's like I thought to say about somebody that he's bare-hearted. So did it express itself by the way he punched somebody? Did it express itself because he didn't get sucker? Or did it express itself because he doesn't do his share? But it just, I find it expresses the same thing. The Mitzachik means that it was, there was a certain meter of Mitzachik. And the question was, did we see it in Avodah Zarah? Did we see it in Gilares? Did we see it in Tevzdom? Also, Zarah didn't eliminate it him until he actually affected Yitzchak. Masha'in Kain, or he started up with Yitzchak. Masha'in Kain in Esav, without starting up, without being a bitter influence, he had to be eliminated. The tzur of eliminating is also different. In Yitzchak and Yishmael, she basically, she wanted him to megarish him, but it says at the end, Vespnei Apilachim Shalach, Kedma, Vayitalem Atonis. They gave him things. There was not a problem of them getting anything. By Esav, he didn't get anything. Habrocha Hasili, and basically he didn't get exactly bracha. We'll see later what he got. But there was no particular bracha. So Yishmael had something, Esav had nothing. Also in the Atainus there's a Rafinina. In Yishmael's Taina, it says, Ani Abchor, Ani Noitel Pishnayim. And his Taina was, I want to have a bigger chelek. Whereas in Esav, the Taina was either or, it was double nothing. There wasn't a question of big or not. Here it was just saying, by Yishmael, Mitzad Yishmael also, the Taina was only more. In Esav, the Taina was everything. And Fakep, and he got nothing. That was the those are amongst many, many nafkiminis between the two parishes. Maybe we'll touch on some more nafkiminis to go along. But the both of them are parishes of being the garish, the chelik of Pselis. Both of them were done by the Imoras, but there's a belt of difference in how it happens. And we'll try to understand it. There's a Goyen. The Goyen itself is in two places. Both of them are on Chazal and Zayir over here. One of them says, so the Goyen says that, what does the word Yorid mean? So the Goyen says that the Farshim didn't explain it correctly. He says, Yorid is Miloshim Memshala, he says. And therefore, when like you bring different places, Yerid and so on. And he says that it means when you go to work him for him, you'll have no malchus whatsoever. When he's going to be Meishel, he's not going to, you are not meshuvah to him in a kiyuzeh. In other words, Yaakov told him the bracha that he gave him was that when you will be Meishel, you're not going to split the Memshala either. That is the pshat in the bracha. So the Goyen says, the thing that we're saying, he's saying it softly, that the bracha itself is an either-or situation. That, yes, I gave him everything, but my bracha to you is that when you get the koyach, then Yaakov has nothing. Which it just heightens the nekuda that we're talking about, this double or nothing part. So let's go to the other goyin. There's a goyin in Tikkun Hazeh. He says he's mechalik between Yom Aleph and Yom Beis in the Bria, and he says, I will read the lesson first, and then we'll explain it. The goyin over there says that the days of the Bria, the 7 days of the Bria, are connected. Seven people should arrive, the first three being the others. So he says the first is connected Avraham, and the second is connected Yitzchak. Ulefi, she yoim beis hu Yitzchak, shemimenu yotzu Yaakov ve'esav, since the second day was Yitzchak, that Yaakov ve'esav came from him, lekach nivru rakia umato. So the rakia and the havdalah are between the two, the mayim oyer and mayim tachtonim, was carried on the second day, because the second day is connected Yitzchak. Bechein, the Yom Rishon, which is connected Avraham, Yotzu Toyev Avoy, there was Toyev Avoy, it says Toyev Avoy V'Choshech, Avoloi Ke'echrim O'er. It didn't come out together with the O'er. Ela Ne'mar B'mayma Levak. It's two different Mamorim. No, it's whether or not we have a Purisha Mayma or not. Kimo Yishmol Ma'Avraham, Yishmol Koydim Avraham Yitzchak. So the Goyen says that the two days and the both days needed some Avdolah. In the first day you have Oyer and Choshev, or Toyev Avoyu, and on that we have a Havdalah, but they came out at separate times. First was Toyev Avoyu V'Choshev, and then Yoyer, and then Akadosh was Nafdol. In the second day, the Mayim L'Moyim, the Yirakia, is the Etzem, the Havdalah. The creation of Mayim L'Moyim is the Etzem, the Havdalah between the two. It's not there were two separate things that needed to be separated. The some heaven and all the choishah garesh some azoyses could not layers for chulu. But she ain't kedaisa voyek asher torid example, Parakdol, Oimolem, Yematz, and so on. That's the grain, which he leaves us, he gives us the sheirish of it, but doesn't go vital with it. Let's try to understand a little bit. It's one of the ikrim in Ra and Tov and so on. In the Bria of Tov and Ra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tumah Halkin. There's one type of Ra which is the Ra of the Guf, of Chomer, of the Taiva, which distracts a person from Avodah. In other words, instead of the person learning, he's sitting and doing things in his Paschal, doing something else. Instead of the person being Oved Hashem, he's busy being Mis'anig and Tanu L'Shem Hazik. That is one Mahalak of Ra, where Ra is an alternative, and it's a Vogashmak alternative. There's a second Chalak of Ra, where a person is doing something lamashal, a person kanoi kinesi, a person is doing something. He's doing kas, l'shem shemayim, kina kas. All those are inyanim that are l'shem shemayim that inyanim, and yet if it's a drop off, then it's ra. In other words, the medium itself is a ruchnis, like a medium. A person being a kanoi kinesi. The etzim mahus of kanos is ruchnis. It's a ruchnis, like a thing. Jealousy is a ruchnis, like a much more ruchnis type of thing. Depending on where it's headed to, depending on its matara and its shayrish, depends whether it's favored or not. So you have two types, and the Goyen speaks about this in all of Mishlei. The Goyen says there are two types of Yetzirahs. There is Duchra Nukva, which is Zohar Nekeva. The Hain, the Goyen says, the innumerable amount of times, Tavoni Vekasoni, Koyach HaTayv and Koyach HaKas. And the Goyen has a lot of Chilukim between how you approach them and so on and so forth. So one Koyach of Ra is a Koyach that distracts from Toif, and it's taking the person to, it's giving an alternative, a more physical, pleasant alternative. The second type of Ra is where in Ruchnius itself there's a type of Ra. And let's explain how that happens. If a person is Ra because in Taiva, the Ra is the person needs something trait. That's Ra. He's going away from Tayyib. Tayyib is the kasha, and he's doing something that's not kasha. Ra is when a person takes a ruchnistic entity and he uses it for different matara. In other words, the koyach of chemda, where a person is ambitious, a person wants to accomplish, a person wants to do, a person does it for his own covet. Over there, the pshat is the medium itself is ruchnis, but I'm using it for the opposite direction. Those are the two koyaches, and in kas l'mashal, the ability to be koyvish, the ability to killing, all of those in yanim where a person has no kind of ruchni, and all it is a ruchnis, the accomplishment of sorts. There, the tov and ra is measured by the direction that is ma'isim taken. That is the tov and ra. One is in Nukva, the Goyen says the koyach of taiva is like the taiva is always something which is basically it's more chomri, and a zocher is somebody who's kravish, who is doing, who's active. That the second type of that. The nafkamina is in both ways. One nafkamina is the first nafkamina is that in a certain sense the first one is much easier to see the nafkamina. Everybody understands that indulging is not a ruchnistic endeavor, and it's certainly not noble. It's not a good endeavor. That's easy to see, and so it's an easy yetzahara to be mafkin. In the yetzahara of ruchnius, in kasoni, hakeh, the person is a big kanoi, the person is upset, the person is demanding justice, the person is doing what's right. All of those in yanim if it's shalei l'shem shemayim, then the person, the matal emal atzibur shalei l'shem shemayim, so the person is, it looks like a ruchnistic activity, but it's not. So it's definitely, in a lot of ways, the second one is harder than the first. It's more ingrained in that mahalach, and it's very hard. Let's using that nafkimina, let's go through nafkiminas, and we'll see a lot of them that fall into place. The koyach of ra chayma is called ben ha'oma. It's called the shifcha. It's the ben ha'shifcha, and it has a makom. Definitely, Gemara says, without taiva the world wouldn't exist. It was without taiva, it wouldn't be chedves or shmeitza. The bria of chaymer in the world is not ra be'etzim. It has a makom. It doesn't have a makom of the yirish ben ha'oma together with the bnei kvirta. That it's an equal footing. That it has a makom and a maimon equal. The learning is enjoyable and swimming is enjoyable and eating is enjoyable. When it stops being a ben ha'shivcha and it stops becoming its own mitzias, that's where it's ra. So Yishmael, the fight between Yishmael and Yitzchak wasn't a fight either or. It's not a total stira. The most chomeristic person also doesn't mind the ruchnistic component to his mitzias, but the shaila is, are they the same or are they not the same? Is the ben ha'oma, it's a shifcha. This is the lashon used the muscle in different svarim when they speak about the relationship of kochas concerning the Torah. They say rakochas to tabochas, like Rashi Melech, that he made him rakochas and tabochas to the subordinated. So everybody understands there's a prayer ha'tayv is needed. If a person wouldn't have a title to eat, he wouldn't eat, he couldn't eat, and couldn't have, he couldn't be meilit, and so on. And therefore, you have all these kaiches which are not a stira, but they're meant to be totally subordinated to kaiach of faith. And the problem starts, and that's why Yishmael is not coming to take everything from Yitzchak. He's not coming to. He just wants to be the ikker of the mitzvahs of the person should be chamri, and if ruchni is a component of it, well, that's wonderful. That's the mitzvah. Masha Enkin Esav, where it's either or, over there, there's no makom. It's not, they can't share. Esav can't share. If the koyach of the shtaltus, if the koyach of wanting to be shaylich and mashlich, the koyach of malchus and the bria is for Hashem, then it includes nothing of the personal nature of it. Masha Enkin, if it's for me, then it doesn't include HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you think about it in those terms, a person can be at the same time be nene from a person is eating something, lekavod Shabbos. The fact that he enjoys the food, the fact that it's lekavod Shabbos, it's not really a stira. So I can look at it a little bit this with that. If a person has a koyach of shulchan, if it's in as much as it's me, it's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as much as it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me. The L'shem Shemayim over there is a hafkar of L'shem Atzmai. L'kvayit Atzmai U'dayrish, if a person is doing something for his own kavod, then it's not kavod Shemayim behed yet. It might be accomplishing kavod Shemayim, but mitzat peches ha-nefesh, it's either or. Whose kavod, what excited you? Your kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. They're mutually exclusive. If it's your kavod, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, it's not your kavod. By saying if a person is eating L'kavod Shabbos, the person can be bis'anig on the Zemira Shabbos, and he can be bis'anig on the food that he's eating as well, together. And it's not a stira. That is the two kaychas. And that kind of, in each midah, the midah of Avram was a midah of chesed, which is a midah more the shayach to the world of chayma. And over there, the Yitzhahara is that, you know, it's shayach to creep in that Yitzhahara of being mis'anig in tanugas. The midah of Yitzhak was a midah of din, and the chisaron that could happen over there is where the din becomes, it becomes rishus l'shem atzmai and not l'shem atikin of something else. Those are the two mahalach. The Goyen, and that's what the Goyen says, that in the first day, the bria came into the world, the two halakhim. There's toyev avoyah and koshah. Toyev avoyah means things that have no tzura to it, things that are like a piece of clay that hasn't been shaped or formed, is toyev avoyim. In other words, the world itself before there was oyer was a meaningless blob. It had no tzura to it. Nothing was giving it tachlis, framework of gvulis, atkan, mikan, likan, nothing. So that mitzvah was a mitzvah of toyev avoyim. It was concurrent with oyer. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, when somebody has an oyes in Shemas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it's raw, that it's not good for oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a bovia. So it's not good for oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, theoretically, oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mishtamet to be a bovia. There could be a metzias of Irbuk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not good. They kind of tend to wear each other out. So a person could be sitting and learning and eating together and not be a stira, but the teva dvarim is that the person is nimshach to the time of the saguf and he gets away from ruchnis. But it's not the etzim stira. The second day, which is connected Yitzchak, in the midah, in that olam of ruchnis with the ra and toiv in that chelik, it's first of all. And this is a very, very important point. The Ra and Toiv cannot be outwardly distinguished. Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim are both Mayim. Vayavo Kim Ben Mayim, it's the Mayim. And that's why the Mayim Tachtonim had a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that why am I different than Mayim Elyonim? It's the same Mayim. It's not Oyer HaKadoshach of the Etzim, two separate beings. Except that they have a way of encroaching on each other. Mayim is the same Mayim. The Torah calls it Mayim. Except the difference is Me'alarakia and Me'tachasarakia. One is going, pointing upwards, one is pointing downwards. But it's the same Yitzias. The same Kas, a person who is let's say, a Kanoi Lishem Shemayim, versus a person who's Kanoi because he's got Midas Ros, it's the same Kas. The person says, how can you do such a thing, and so on and so forth. And whether or not the person is Deirish, the Kvayt Atzma, the Kvayt Shemayim, it's not easily visible from the outside. So the second day was a bria of Mayim. In Mayim itself, there's Elyonim Tachtonim, and the only Avchana is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. This is headed upwards, this is headed downwards. And that's Keneged Esav. You find that in those in Yonim that are Keneged Esav, there is this point is Mudgash. In Avtarah, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Vamayat Vamayat Tuni, and the Pesach says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did you like with? He said Haleachu Yaakov Esav, and it's Yaakov Ahavti. The same thing. Yaakov Esav, two brothers, and him I like, him I didn't like. There's no reason for it. They're exactly the same. They're Toinin Bebitna. The place, the Mitzad, the Tzurach Yitzoinis. Think a second, Rivka, which is the Heroic. And she was walking by the tzaddis, mitzad her mitzias, she sees one mitzias. She didn't know it was two, stay going to bitten. So right now she sees one mitzias, and that one mitzias sometimes is noted of a desire, and sometimes is noted to the medish. So the mitzias of that type of ra is that it's inside it. From the outside you can't tell the difference, and that's why she has so much self-esteem. It's like, so about it, the kirba is, in one mitzvah itself, it seemed to have the mitzvah to go to Ra also. Then he told the Shnei Goyim Bebitnech, no, it's a different. The Shnei Seirim, it says on Yom Kippur, are Keneged Esav Yaakov. The mitzvah of the Shnei Seirim was that they have to be doimit to each other as much as possible in Kaima and in Mare and in Domin. You need to have as complete outward dinyan as you could possibly have. And yet the Metzias is that this is Lashem and this is Lazazel. Because the nature of this type of Ra is that it lies not on the outside but on the inside. Let's delineate even more sharply. The Lashem Shemayim, what's mavdil between a Kavana of Toiv or a Kavana of Ra, or what's mavdil between a Maisa, somebody slaps somebody else, a Rebbe slaps a Talmud, a father slaps a child. what determines that this ma'isa is a ma'isa of toiv or ma'isa of ra? The both are slack. The difference is, was it l'shem shemayim or not l'shem shemayim? If the person does it l'shem shemayim, then it's kulei toiv. If the person does it l'shem his own kas, his own covet, it's kulei ra. But on the outside, there's no way to call that kamiya. A ma'isa taiva versus a ma'isa kusha, it's very apparent the difference between the two. Masha ein came the ma'isa of this type of Yitzhara, where the question is to be mafkin between the two. The only thing that can be mafkin is this is the kavana. It's so to speak, it's the arrow in the direction. The difference between mayim on yoinim and tachtayim is one. That this is a yoinim and this is tachtayim. The havdalah and the metzias came together. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a rakia in the middle, that's where you got a havchana between mayim al yoinim and mayim tachtayim. That created itself the mayim al tachtayim. That's the difference between why Esav can have in himself. Why Yeshmoel can have also a chelik, and Esav it's either or, and that was Yaakov's bracha was a bracha achasili. The pshat is he said we're not dealing over here in the struggle between Esav and Yaakov. It's not a question of how much did you get. That's Yishmoel and Yitzchak. Yishmoel and Yitzchak shaila was who would get pishnayim. And who gets chelek echad? So Yishmael says, "I'm the iker. I'm older. I get pishnayim. The main thing should be gashmis. Meidach pisa and Yitzchak wanted the iker, and they gave matanis and they sent him off. But it was a question of how much, like that chelek of avodah zarah, where the question is how much to give to the guf and how much to the neshama. In Esav and in Yaakov, the question wasn't how much. It's the same Eisim. Esav looked like a tzaddik, prayed around like a tzaddik, and Yitzchak. The question was, who's on top and who's on bottom? It's either or. And Bemela, Yitzchak told him, there's only one bracha. And since I gave everything the bracha, I gave him the Olam HaGashmi also, so there's no makom for another bracha. What bracha did he give him? The bracha that he gave him was the sheirish of the Indian that Chazal say Amalas Achareva, in Zuchareva Zumalei and Zumalei Zuchareva. If Yaakov Avinu is not Oyved Lishma, then it becomes Kule Esav. Fakat, that's what the Goyin means over here. When the Goyin says that he gave a Shulton, Vayekashayir means in your Shulton you don't share it at all. Esav and Yishmael share. And it's a question of how much. In Yishmael and Yitzchak share. The question is how much. In Esav and Yaakov, there's no sharing. The question is, one's on they do time sharing. One's on top and one's on the bottom. But it's either or. That was what Yitzchak told Esav. So one half of it is the chiluk where the type of ra of Yishmael is so-called better. It has a imokom and so on and so forth. It's interesting, Umar Salem also, when they responded, the Umar of Yishmael says that they're more important, that they were the son that was more favored. Esav's mahalach is that Yisrael was chayta, and therefore the whole malchus was nishma from your day by Yisrael. And the Miller went over to there. There's a faket itself. It says, I think, Rosh HaChazal, that no Gerim ever descended from Shmuel. Esau, you have different tekatimtas, Nebanav, the Nebanavs, and so on. At Kitzayed Defiv, it says, the Meir, Esau's children had a mocker. And to understand it, I saw the first place was the Ishmael, but I've seen a lot of other places. It says, Voya Bayema who you talk of a Shefa Godo, Uva Oidim the Eretz Ashur, and Hidokim Beretz Mitzrayim, and Yishtachavul Hashem. So the Sfarim speak about that there's two types of Golosim. There's two types of Umas. There's Mitzrayim, which is Zima, and so on and so forth. Like Yishmael, Mitzrayim, Zima, all one Inyan. It says when they came to Yishmael, they said that the Yishmael's problem with the Sefer Torah was for Sinah, and Esau's problem was the Tirzah. So, obviously, in the realm of who's better off, a mumma lahachis is much worse than a mumma teilvin. And apikaris is much worse than somebody who's nichshol nachmas chayber. So the pasuk says, but very when we talk about Godel, there's nidachim in there's oivdim in Eretz Asher and nidachim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher is avodah zarah, meloshin tkifus, meloshin, and it's seen as being that type of yitzhar that we talked about of Esau. Asher is meloshin strength, toughness, and cruelty, and that's why those people are called oivdim. They're lost. Anybody who's oivdim avodah zarah who's is gone. Mitzrayim is people that are nidach. They're not gone. They've been pushed aside. They're busy with other things. So how come when there's the talk of a Sefer Gadol, first you have the oivdim coming and then the nidach? So I saw that is, but I've seen it in a lot of other places even earlier. In a chinami, a person. Let's take two people. One person's yitzhar is his shakur and taiver. His shakur and taiver is busy with Yetzirah all day long. The other person is not Apikiris. He's Hakev. He's an ascetic and he sits and he reads and he thinks and he asks and then he gets in and everything. And he's not Apikiris, rank Apikiris. Mitzad de Metzias Basher Husham, obviously a Mumma of the Teyavin is halachically much better than a Mumma Lahakis. But when there's a Makam Tikrin, when something changes, the person who's Shakur and Taivis has a long way to go. Because even when he recognizes the Emes, he's got to change. His Mitzias, the medium, is wrong. He's about Guf. He's called Kuli Guf. And he's got to be Memayit as Guf and to develop his Neshama. On the other hand, the person whose Mitzias is Ruchnius, but it's the wrong direction. So Kolzman is the wrong direction in his Afrikaris and his Meridim Boy Nylon, the Chulu Bechulu. But if he has the Emes, then he's there. He's exactly the same. The Mitzias Mitzad, the Mohus of it, those type of Midas are Ruchnis to the Midas. The question is just which direction. So you have a Fakir Tetzad that in Yishmael, the Mitzad changing and becoming Yisrael is much further away. And it says that the Shleisha Kekov Arba, Kekov Mischari, is the Yishmael. There's no value, not Yishmael itself inside its medium has no value. Masha'in came, Esav, even though he's much worse off, but the side with him. There are nitzaitzes in Esav of Rameya, of somebody that's going to become, if he gets turned around, then he's instantly tight. And the truth is both of them are kleichas hanefesh that a person works with, and in every person there's the ra that's small because that's asapik. We're not, I mean, this thing is important to understand mitzat chumash. This is a parsha of the Torah, it's a major parsha of the Torah. The geirish of Yishmael and the cross brachas from Esav, those are huge parshas, mitzat understanding the Yonim, those are important to understand. But mitzad, the pnimius of a person, both a person struggles with two kayachas of ra. There's a kayach of ra which says, which is chomri, the person is a guf, a bal guf, with taivis, with atzlus, with all the things that a guf produces. And the meila in those in Yonim is struggling. And me'idachdi, so the person is also struggling mitzad, the ruchnius part of himself. A person sits and learns basmada, but there's an element of kinet to it. A person is doing good things. There's an element of covetousness. A person is being loyal to Muhammad Hashem. There's an element of kas, of re'alevinus, of personal aspect. We deal with both the Yitzharas. Everybody has a certain combination of both the Yitzharas. Understanding of Gemina is important. On the one hand, the kreiches of the guf. They have a mocking. You can't just do away with it. A person who's not going to eat is going to die. A person who's not going to sleep is going to collapse. A person will not reach a madega kulub masala. He can only, what he can do is he can take it out of his, he can take it out of his mitzias and give it matanis. The muscle. A person who's about paiva sitting and dreaming about the meal. He can't stop eating. But he can gurish, but he has to understand the way a person understands is missing. Those tanugim are tanugim that are necessary for the group. They're not the mitzvahs of the person himself. And in as much as I'm into it, in as much as it's a ben amma, it's a ben shivcha, and it's trying to become the ikkar. A person has to eat lunch, but the person can't sit and think about lunch. That's the difference between the two. It's an eved, not a gvirta. And that's the lashon mitzachik we spoke about. Mitzachik means when you wear something down, when you make fun of something, it loses its nekudit. That's a mitzvah, and you have to do it. And somebody makes a joke out of it. The joke diffuses the chshivas. The chelik of the guf to the neshama is it diffuses the sharpness of ruchnius. And that's that koyach, and the person has to be solid. And on the other hand, the person has to realize that as long as the person is, the more a person is shakua, he can't tell himself, well, it's not terrible, I'm not doing anything terrible, I'm shakua and tithes, but it's not, I'm not a bad person. In a certain way, you're right, it's not as bad as a person who's a kaifa, but the more the person shakua, the less hope there is of becoming kaif. Because even if he knows the emissan, even if he's misayir, but he's shakua, it needs a lot of avoda not to get away from it, because and not to be mishtaker. On the other hand, in those halakim of a person's nefesh, there are ruchnistic activities. The person is learning, the person is doing mitzvahs, the person is interacting with people in a positive way. If there is in that chelik, the chelik of Rav Esav, it's a lot more insidious because it's part of it. How do I know if I'm sitting and learning because I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to know the emes because of the emes, or I'd like people to acknowledge me, I'd like people to recognize me, I'm jealous of the other person who's learning so much and doing so well. And v'chulu, I get angry at somebody, do something wrong. How much is it that I'm angry because it's Ayur Hashem Sinu Ra? And how much of it is it because I was affected in one way or another? Those are very, very hard. They're much harder to see because it's like the Shnei Seirim, that they're shoving the Mara, the Kaima. How do you tell the difference? Very, very hard. But that Aveda is the Aveda of the second day, that the person is Mechalik, and the Mayim itself, there is Mayim, or Reina Mayim Tachayim. In Pa'ulas that are normally good Pa'ulas, the person himself has to struggle, and that's why the Muhammad Esav is a lot deeper Muhammad than the Shmuel. The person it's very hard to be oimid on what's what and what's where. And in as much, if a person does a chesed, if a person feeds, if a person eats a meal together with somebody who's hungry, and the person enjoys the meal also, so there's lacking L'shem Shemayim, but it's not, but he did a chesed. Mashenkin, if a person gets angry at somebody, says something sharp to somebody, if it's kul l'shem shemayim, then ein l'cha mida t'ayvim izim. It's a t'chiyah t'chiyah. If there's a certain element of personal hurt, gloating, making self chashiv, whatever shalom l'shmah there is in it, then the whole mindset is possible. You can't say, well, I also did it because the Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I did it because he took my pen without permission, And also because it was Eivam Leisigza. That's not true. Rage has one cause. Either this or that. And the struggle is a lot deeper, and it's much harder. If I can, the Zohar says that Yitzchak had to do it. Shalei Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it was the Maila Midas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who told him which Sar is good, which Sar is not good. It's Kulei Ulamala. But once a person is menaked those midas, the difference is the person who's working on chumis to binyanim, that takes long. It's just very hard to go from being a bus of a dum to being something more of a kaddish. Masha'inkin, the person who's the etzim of ruchnius, the person who's learning, and he's working on his midas concurrently. So it's not the pshat that when he finally is aimed on what's good and what's bad, it's a long struggle up. Then it's instant. The mail of those inyanim is that the etzem, he's a ruchnius, the person. The etzem, he is also in ruchnius. And he's doing the right thing. So it takes a lot of avodah to be mapped in the midas. It takes a lot of avodah to work out what's right and wrong. When the person has it, then immediately he's in the right place. So we have an Nitzin Lameid. There are two mahalchim of birur of a person's midas. Both of them, one is a birur from chayma and tanugim, and taivis. That's one player. And the second one is from ra, from l'shem ra, from avodas and pu'ulas that are ruchnias, but have themselves on the kuda, but their mayim al tachrenim of mayim al yoyim. The mitzad, the pu'ula of mitzad, the ability to be oivet, the second one is much harder than the first one. The person needs a lot of thought to be mevar and be oivet on the real nekudas in his nefesh of what's coming from where. But mitzad the schasha b'maisi, in Yishmael, even though he wasn't so bad, nothing good ever came out of Yishmael. Then Shmuel was mischayet and he created Yishmael because there's nothing. It's puss. It's the etzem puss. It's a ben alma. It's an eved. And it helps along, but mitzad its own mitzias, there is no mitzias, and there were no gerim that ever came from Yishmael. Mitzad Esav, the ra is a lot deeper, but when the person is aiming on it, then it's kitzayit yifir. Then there was tremendous godlessness, because the etzim it's a morukhus mahalak. And in those two avodas, the person is mashal himself, mitzad that the person has, on the one hand, is mabdil, the earth from the choshech, from the tohu. The person takes out those inyanim that are inyanim study him and takes it out of his personality and they become avodim and shfachos and what they were should be. And when the person is favorite on the tev itself, the person is menachem avarit, then the person is mavdol. It's a much deeper avdolah and a much chesher avdolah. The person is oimid in the mayim itself, what stays in tachtonim and what becomes chesher avdolah.